Hello, and welcome to Studies in the Gospels, a program heard each week right here on the Gospel Radio Network. My name is Chris McAuley, and I'm your host for this program, where each week we examine the life of Christ as found in the four Gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And in our study at this time, we are looking at those events of that week leading up to the cross and some of Jesus' last teaching. Today we are going to be in Matthew chapter 25. We'll be looking at verses 14 through 30 today as we consider the parable of the talents. The parable of the talents relates to the kingdom of heaven, the awaiting of the Lord's return, and the importance of our being productive and profitable servants while we wait for His return. This parable is one of those that is oftentimes referred to as a stewardship parable. In this parable, we are taught that we will be judged by our ability, our opportunity, and truth. Now, the 25th chapter of Matthew is a pivotal chapter in the New Testament, and it can be divided into three area sections. Verses 1 through 13 deal with preparation. Verses 14 through 30, for our consideration today, deal with faithfulness. And the latter part of the chapter deals with compassion. Now, the talents that we are talking about in this parable, a talent was a measure of money, and we need to remember that as we go through this parable. So now let's begin today by reading through our text here in Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them, and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground, and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents beside them. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you a ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also, who had received 2 talents, came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid, and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap not where I have not sown, and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore, take the talent from him, and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So, let's consider this parable. Now, go back to verses 14 and 15. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. So a man gives his money to his servants as he prepares to journey to a far country. Now the man in this parable would be representative of Christ. And the servants in this parable we can consider as the disciples of Christ. And we can consider the far country to be representative of heaven. And we should look upon the distribution of the talents to the servants to be the individual tasks that are expected by the Lord of his servants. The man gave each servant a certain measure of money. He gave to each one according to his abilities. We can understand that God has given each one of us certain abilities. And though they vary from person to person, whatever it is, we are to use them to further his kingdom and to be using them to his glory, as the servants were to do for their master. Each one of us has different abilities, but not one of us has been assigned or is responsible to the Lord for more than what our capabilities are. Consider 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Now let's go to verse 16. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. So, three men. One had 5 talents, another 2 talents, and another 1 talent. Now, in using their talents as stewards of the man's household, we find that the first 2 of the servants gained a 100% return on the master's funds. The 5 talents were turned into 10 talents, and the 2 talents were turned into 4 talents, as we read in verses 16 and 17. But the 1 talent man buried his talent in the ground. The Lord has given us marching orders, and we are to do his work accordingly to the best of our ability. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58 says, Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Could it very well be that the primary reason the Lord's church is not growing today as it should is that too many of our members have buried their talents? How much difference would there be if more of us begin to act as the 5 and 2 talent servants rather than the 1 talent servant? Now notice in our text, verse 19, After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. We see the return of the man, and the return of this man should be equated with the second coming of Christ. The man returned after a long time. It has been some 2,000 years since Jesus left this earth. It has been a long time. So there is no excuse for lack of preparation for his second coming. We have had plenty of time to prepare for the Lord's return. We do not know when he will return. But the fact is, he will return. Mark chapter 13 and verse 32 says, But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. So in our parable, after the man returns, his servants are called in for a day of reckoning. A day of accounting. This accounting is like the second coming of Christ. There is without a doubt a reckoning coming for man, just as it was for these 3 servants. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10 says, For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one of us may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 14 says, For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Now let's go back to our text and pick up at this account, moment of accounting in verse 20. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. So the man reported his prophets. He had fulfilled and completed the task that his master had given him. The 5-talent servant was found to be faithful to his master. He had used his talents wisely and had been profitable to his master. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2 tell us that let a man so account of himself as of ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. The quality of his stewardship was praised, not the number of talents. The master was pleased. And so we also can please the Lord if we are good stewards and faithful in all things. And we can also hear, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Now back to our text now. Notice verse 22. He also, who had received 2 talents, came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. The joy of the Lord. This would be like our rewards in heaven. The second servant was found to be faithful just like the first servant. He did not have as many talents as the first servant, but he was faithful with what he had, and the master was well pleased. God does not require of us more than we are capable of accomplishing. The question is, are you using the various talents that God has given you? The first 2 servants were commended and promised a greater reward. And the Christian is also promised a much greater reward if we are found faithful. Back to our text now, verse 24. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid, and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. Here we find the buried talent. And we can equate this to the uncompleted task. The 1-talent man gave his report to the master, trying to justify his doing nothing by basing it on the hardness of his master and his fear of displeasing him. But in reality, the proper fear of the Lord would have made him fear not doing anything. Many people today believe that God is too hard to serve. But this servant worked hard to not use his talent in reality. Why did the man bury his talent? It is because he had a false concept of his master. This man thought more was required of him than he could do. So he was afraid. This man was slothful, and he trusted in his own way. Consider the words of the prophet Jeremiah. O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in the way of man who walks to direct his steps. Now let's return to our text in verse 26. But his Lord answered and said to him, You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown, and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore, take the talent from him, and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to every one who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. This servant is condemned for his wickedness in verse 26. He is deemed wicked because he did not use his talent. Respect for his master should have motivated him to work faithfully. But verse 30 says, And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The outer darkness here represents the punishment of the wicked. The faithful servants with the 5 and 2 talents represent faithful Christians. The unfaithful servant here represents unfaithful Christians. The unprofitable servant had the wrong view of God in that he viewed God as hard and unjust. Every man will be judged according to his own task and his own ability. So, what are the things that we need to see from this passage? There are a number of false doctrines that are exposed in this parable. Some of those include the doctrine of grace only. This parable exposes the doctrine of faith only to be false. Also, it shows to be false the doctrine of once saved, always saved. Many people have and carry the doctrine that there is no literal hell, but this parable teaches contrary to that. And the world is full of people today that believe that man has no choice, that he is predestinated. But again, our parable teaches that to be a false doctrine. Some of the lessons that we can learn from the parable of the talents is that every individual has the responsibility to use what God has given him. We find that God deals righteously with men by judging man according to his ability. We also find that our talents will grow if we use them. But conversely, if we do not use our talents, not only will they not grow, but we will lose them. Our reward or our condemnation depends upon our doing what each one of us is able and capable of doing. We as Christians have a duty to do what is commanded of us. Since the beginning of time, God has always demanded faithfulness in man. And this finally prompts the realization of how critical it is that we examine ourselves on a regular basis. And so, lessons for us from the parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. I want to thank you for joining me today. I hope our time together has been edifying for you. I have been encouraged by your presence. And if the Lord wills, I look forward to us being again together next week at this time for another edition of Studies in the Gospels right here on the Gospel Radio Network. Remember, our program will be replayed this evening at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it'll be posted to the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website in a day or so. So until we meet again, this is Chris saying so long, have a great day, and may God bless you.